The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to kick things off with electoral politics because of the day that is in it. Election Eve, some are calling it. So Sean Defoe is with me, our political correspondent. And Sean, lots of people will have been listening over the last couple of weeks to yourself and Ivan with the podcast calling it. Still an opportunity to listen to it now on the Go Loud app. You've been going through different constituencies and deciding who is going to get elected where and why. And you've referred kind of quite a few times throughout to swing constituencies, or bellwether, I think. Bellwether constituencies is the phrase you use. So what is a bellwether constituency?
Talking about the ones that on Saturday, when the tallies start getting done and the boxes are opened, that will give you an early picture of how the country is going overall. So how, you know, if you're looking at this place to say, is there a good Fine Gael surge, a Sinn Féin surge, a Fianna Fáil falling off, places that they might be expected to be strong where they're a little bit weaker, or if you're suddenly seeing, like last time in 2020, there were a whole load of places where we thought Sinn Féin hadn't a hope and suddenly the boxes were opened and they were topping the poll. So the ones that will give us the early indication of where the national trend is.
Okay, so where will we start then?
Let's go to Galway first. And Galway West is a really interesting one, not least because we've actually had a poll throughout this, the Ipsos poll for TG Cahir in relation to Galway West. So most people will know it as the Gráinne Seoga constituency this time around.
Yes.
Éamon O'Caoimh, obviously, before, he's retiring for Fianna Fáil, and she's in, and she's not been doing as well as people might have thought, is what I've been hearing out of Galway West. So it's a really fascinating constituency. It's a five-seater, so you'd expect a bit of something for everyone. But what I'm watching here, I'm expecting two independents to get elected and keep their seats, Noel Greenish and Catherine Connolly. And then you're looking to see, right, Sinn Féin, have they made up all the ground on the locals?
Yeah.
If they have, Mairead Farrell keeps her seat, no question, in a five-seater. Simple as. Then where are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? And if Fine Gael are on the slide that we think they're on, they were hoping to get two seats in the poll that they had. They had two seats there, Hildegard Nocton and Sean Kine coming back from the Shannon into the Dáil. But if they're on a slide, you might see that early. And then it's a really interesting one for Fianna Fáil because they should and could well take two seats out here, but may slip back to one if their support isn't quite there. And it's interesting for a number of areas because you've got a really strong ex-Fianna Fáil independent in Noel Thomas,
mm-hmm.
who could take up votes there. You've got John Connolly, who is sort of this heartland traditional Fianna Fáil, and then you've got the celebrity candidate factoring in. So I'm watching there and I'm seeing, well, where is Fianna Fáil's vote? Is it going to be traditional party heartlands? Is it just a celeb who's going to bring them up? Or actually, are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at this campaign going to get eaten up by independents who used to wear their clothes, and could Noel Thomas squeak?
Okay,
it?
So the real sense then of the three big parties and what way they're going, you can get by looking at the early tallies in Galway East. Well, let's move kind of south of the country, Cork Southwest. What are we looking for there?
Oh, this is a fascinating constituency. So this is only once in the entire history of the Dáil have Fine Gael not taken a seat here. That was this Dáil. Only once in the history of the Dáil have Fianna Fáil not taken a seat there. That was 2011. They're now fighting probably for the final seat between them in this constituency,
mm-hmm.
because Michael Collins of Independent Ireland has just bedded himself in. He will top the poll. He topped the poll last time around.
And a lot of Fine Gael vote going to him.
A lot of Fine Gael vote yeah. going to him. He's eaten up the Fine Gael Michael Collins of the other name, Michael
yes.
Collins, heartland to his own vote. And then you've got Holly Kearns, who, it'll be sort of interesting to watch. I wouldn't say she's a 100% guaranteed seat, though most people would say she probably will take the seat there.
There was maybe more questions being asked of her 6 or 12 months ago. There was
yes.
a sense she's going to be in trouble. She might be a party leader who doesn't get returned. And then the first indication, I just happened to be down there earlier in the summer, and the word was, no, she is nowhere near in as much trouble as people suggest.
The word
what people
was,
were saying.
Wasn't a constituency worker. She was a social media air war TD. And then you start talking to people, as you say, and they go, no, actually, she's done the work.
Yeah.
She has heartlands there. She'll be okay. So that means there will be a precedent for Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. And you kind of think, Fine Gael, Michael Collins, heartland, could they surely can't not take a seat here. But when you see the slide, when you hear that Tim Lombard, their senator candidate, possibly isn't going as well as this other new councillor they have, Noel O'Donovan, you wonder, could they just be squeezed out for Fianna Fáil? So that is a really good one to watch on Saturday and Sunday to see who's going to be in the ascendancy in government. Are things shifting towards Fianna Fáil? And might they actually be 4 or 5 seats clear of Fine Gael when all of this...
And the Fianna Fáil TD there is...
Christopher O'Sullivan.
Christopher O'Sullivan, that's right.
Who's kind of not real traditional Fianna Fáil either. He's sort of green Fianna Fáil. He's a former bird watcher. He used to do whale watching tours.
Current bird watcher.
Sorry, former whale watching tour. current bird watcher.
Loves bird watching. Anyway, Donegal.
Donegal.
Full of bird watchers.
Complete opposite end of the country. And I'm sure there are some very nice birds in Donegal in many senses. So Donegal is going to be fascinating.
It's a bit Father Ted of you there,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, yeah. They all have lovely electoral chances. Donegal, Sinn Féin heartland, two seats for Sinn Féin, absolutely no doubt about that.
Pearse and Pádraig,
Pádraig McLoughlin. And then there's the MICA candidate, 100% Redress Party, Charles Ward. He was one of just, they ran six candidates in the local elections, four of them got elected. He's not one of them. He did not get in his local elections, even though they swamped through in the other four seats. They may have picked the wrong candidate here.
Yeah, I heard you and Ivan talking about this. He's from the wrong part of the constituency. And I put that to Pearse when he was in. And now, Pearse has a vested interest in how all of this goes. But he kind of suggested maybe, you know, you guys were on the money.
Yeah, he could be in trouble here. And some of the high-profile MICA campaigners have actually been backing Sinn Féin in this constituency and say, well, what is one TD going to do in the Dáil? We need a party and we need a government that will actually change the redress scheme. So that's the interest. You also have another high-profile independent in the local area, Thomas Pringle, as well, who is going to be in the shake-up. And then I thought, coming into all this, Fianna Fáil, not a chance they'll get two seats. Pat the Cope Gallagher is running again, who is, I don't know what, he's nearly 80 years old, but he's been around, he's been putting in the work over the last while. Someone in Fianna Fáil said to me this morning that they reckoned Pat the Cope Gallagher had sorted out 20,000 passports for people over the last 10 years in getting them the emergency passports to go on holidays, that he had saved so many holidays in Donegal.
Like Michael Lowry with medical cards, Pat the Cope with passports.
With his passports. And then you have the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnell, who is much closer to MICA heartland. Fine Gael don't have a hope here. They know they don't have a hope. They're running two candidates. They're probably going to split the vote and they're going to be out. And you know, no one, even the wildly optimistic Fine Gaelers are saying not chance of retaining Joe McHugh's seat. So it's just a really interesting one to see how Fianna Fáil are getting on. Can Fianna Fáil overcome such a big local issue here in Donegal, in the MICA, to keep out their candidate, to gain a seat in this election?
Okay.
Something absolutely wouldn't have said a year ago. So that's why I'm watching Donegal.
Okay, so that's why people should be paying attention there, get a sense of Fianna Fáil's national fortunes, maybe. Kildare North. So we were in Kildare North yesterday, spoke to some of the candidates you're going to talk about. What should people be looking out for on Saturday from Kildare North?
Yeah, and you got a really good sense of it yesterday, so you might even have more of a sense of where this is going for me, because four of these seats I think are pretty much decided, and then you've got a fifth, and the swing on the fifth is what I'm watching. Where is it going for a natural trend? So there'll be a Fine Gael seat, a Fianna Fáil seat, a Sinn Féin seat, and I think there will be a Sock Dem seat, though again, questions about the candidate. Did they pick the right one? There's a former Sock Dem who lost the convention in Bill Clear running in Naas. He'll get a big chunk of votes as an independent, but I think he'll lose out. And then the fifth, you have Bernard Durkin, the only TD, the only sitting TD who was born while World War II was still being fought, who is looking to keep his seat for, I forget the number of elections, since 1981 he has kept that seat. You've got a second Fianna Fáiler in the fray in Nisha O'Carroll. You've got an independent in Bill Clear. And that is a real, that is one of those ones when everything is totted up and you look to who was the lead party in government. Could it go either way? That is Kildare North, that fifth seat is one I'll be watching.
So then, we are kind of like Odysseus, back where we started in Galway, but Galway East. So this is the final bellwether we're looking at. Why Galway East?
So a bit like Kildare North, where there is an extra seat, Galway East gets an extra seat of this election. It goes from a 3 to a 4-seater. And you had a split among the sitting TDs. There's a long-standing independent in Sean Canny. He'll be fine. He'll keep his seat. You have a Fianna Fáil seat in the Disabilities Minister, Anne Rabbitt. And then you have a Fine Gael seat in Kieran Cannon. Kieran Cannon is retiring.
Yes. So
this is one of those succession plan seats. They have a very good succession plan actually in Galway East, and Pete Roach, a guy who's been on the council for years and has a very strong personal vote. And then the fourth seat is going to likely be between Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin came really close with a guy called Louis O'Hara last time around. Mm-hmm. If the wind has gone out on them, you think he's probably out of the running. And then there are two Fine Gael candidates running as versus one like up-and-coming Fianna Fáil star, a guy called Albert Dolan. He's 26 years old. He is the chair or Cathaoirleach of Galway Council, was elected first to the council, I think 21 years of age. And everyone is saying this guy is superstar for the future. Versus very good. Clodagh Higgins, a Fine Gael councillor in, she's not quite in the area, she's a councillor in Galway City, but she's from Athenry where she's running now. And Madden is the third Fine Gael candidate. So that is another one that could swing either way, Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. My money's on Fianna Fáil at the moment. And one of those key ones where you look back again and go, Jesus, that's where the election was decided.
All right, listen, fascinating stuff. And lots of things there for people to look out for and keep in mind as they are listening and watching the results coming in on Saturday. We'll have content right throughout the day in that regard. Sean will be here from the crack of dawn until the close of day. I mean, people like myself will just breeze in maybe at 7 o'clock in the evening and see how things are going. But listen, make sure you're listening to News Talk right throughout the day and keep an ear out for what is happening in Galway West, Galway East, Kildare North, Donegal and Cork South West, amongst other constituencies. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, thank you. There is still time if you want to brush up on your own constituency or any other you've got interest in. Calling It, all episodes with Sean and Ivan Yates, available on the Go Loud app.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.